WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 61 degrees, cooling down a bit right here at the studios as wind and rain reach the Brazos Valley, finally. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Next year's tuition rates at Blinn College will go up for students from Brazos County, but will go down for most other in-state students. Blinn's Board of Trustees deleted a lower tuition rate paid by students from Brazos and other counties inside Blinn's service area. Starting next year, they'll be charged the same as the rest of the state. Next year's price is $107 a credit hour for Brazos County students. That's an increase of $5. For everyone else, that's a decrease of $10. Trustee Ann Horton of Bryan says students will appreciate the new rate schedule.
You know, I heard something today of a report of kids who are struggling just to have enough to pay their tuition and everything else and feed themselves. And so whenever we try to be as equitable as we can, I think that that speaks loudly to the students that we're here to serve.
Blinn students from Washington County, where a small property tax is assessed, will be charged $50 a credit hour, which is an increase of $2. A month from now, the Bryan School Board is scheduled to finalize new boundaries starting in the fall of 2017. The board was given an update at Monday night's meeting.
Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says one of several topics raised during two public forums was the location of dual language programs in the new intermediate and middle schools.
The decision has been made to have dual language at the 5th, 6th grade level at Long, and then that dual language program feeds to Davila. So for dual language, whether you're Henderson or Johnson, if you continue on in dual language, you will go to Jane Long for intermediate school, grades 5 and 6. Then you'll go to Davila for the 7th, 8th piece of it.
Administrators told the board last month the pre-Odyssey academic program would be at Sam Rayburn, Odyssey would be at Stephen F. Austin, pre-inquire would be at Jane Long, and inquire would be at Davila. Two groups of elementary students who are going to be transferred are staying put. Students east of the freeway to FM 2776 are staying at Bonham, and a neighborhood that was going to Bonham is moving back to Mitchell. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Bryan woman who used to work at the College Station Walmart told loss prevention employees she forged checks for more than $4,000 while working in the personnel department. 35-year-old Roxanne James was arrested on three counts of forgery following an investigation by College Station police that started last month. She told detectives they were forgeries of final checks given to fired employees. Local plans for an economic development trip in Belgium in June continue after terrorists attacked Brussels a month ago, along with Belgium's monarchy coming here in December. Belgium's Trade Commissioner Yves de Boos says there's no way the terrorism will affect those trips.
The relationship we've entertained with Texas A&M and RVP goes back about 10 years now. This relationship has really been built on various layers of trust and deep understanding on both sides. There is no way that external events are going to be either threatened or stopped in any way by this kind of events.
De Boos says there are at least two more Belgian companies interested in expanding to the Twin Cities. WTAW News Time is 8:09 at 61 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More local news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Bubba Dixon, your friend from Tom Light Chevrolet here with a simple proposition. You could wake up early and waste a whole day looking all over for a Chevy deal, or search TomLight.com and discover hundreds of vehicles within minutes. There you'll find over 250 vehicles to choose from, including a triple-digit selection of Chevy's best-selling truck, Chevy Silverado, and a great assortment of GM certified pre-owns with remaining factory warranty and an extra 12 months and 12,000 miles included, plus 2 years of free oil change. Best of all, every single car, truck, or SUV comes with Tom Light's most competitive pricing. The choice is clear. Take the TomLight.com challenge or visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
You know, my dad always told me, be proud of where you're from. So when it was time to start my business, I looked no further than right here in the town where I grew up.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com helps local businesses by helping them find their next great employee.
I mean, the people who live here, they're my neighbors. I know them. I trust them.
At AggielandHelpWanted.com, it's easier than ever to post your job and start getting applicants instantly.
You know, without my hometown, my business just wouldn't be the same. And I think it works both ways.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will host its 12th annual tribute luncheon Monday, April 25th at 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton College Station. The luncheon will honor Reba Ragsdale, Candy Rust, and Royce Hickman, longtime supporters of our community. If you'd like to attend this annual fundraiser for the Community Foundation, please call 979-589-4305. Individual luncheon tickets are $50. Come celebrate with the Community Foundation and help raise funds for the foundation to be used for the betterment of our community. Tuesday, April 25th at the Hilton College Station.
Shall we check the weather at 8:11? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. All right, here we go.
The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch until 7 p.m. tonight. We're watching a line of showers and thunderstorms in the northern and north-central part of the state. Could impact us later today. Showers and thunderstorms, a definite possibility today, 75 to 80. Few showers around tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny tomorrow, the risk for some showers and thunderstorms, 75 to 80. Finally dry on Friday, sunny with highs around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So Bryan College Station getting the heaviest of whatever the rain is in this system right now, and it's tracking off to the east and to the southeast. So once we get out of this, it'll probably be 1 or 2 o'clock. And doesn't look like there's anything else building behind it, so that's a good thing. Most popular condiments. We're going to do that in a little while. Most popular condiments.
Hope one of them's mayonnaise.
I'm gonna think that probably Kevin won't be happy with the results. I'm just saying, so let you know. Pet owners in Madrid who don't clean up after their dogs are being given a new form of punishment. The mayor there says dog owners who don't pick up their pet messes will be enlisted as street cleaners for the city. Hey, hey. Instructing police to crack down on the negligent dog owners and issue citations, which could include fines of $1,700 and mandatory street cleaning assignments. When you have to pick up after other people's dogs, you may not want to be doing that. So. Anyway. And as the rain moves through the Bryan College Station area, Mayor Jason Bianski joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Had enough rain?
It's raining cats and dogs out there.
Yeah, hey, listen to that. Oh, wait. Yeah, okay. Anyway, actually, we have been able to dodge most of the problems. Folks not far from here have gotten significant amounts of rain. Still in all, that does bring to point something that that council is looking at and was spoken to in the last meeting, having to do with really a continuing problem in some areas. Castle Heights and Willow Bend come to mind, but this has been a problem for a long, long time. And Brian, tell us where we are on that.
Well, a little history. Back before the city had regulations on how high to build your slab and to place your property if you're building in a floodway or a flood zone. We have quite a few. I think there's about 1,000 houses that are built in the floodway or the flood zone. So when you have heavy rains, they're going to flood. If you build your slab up 2, 3, 4 feet or put them on stilts, some of the mobile homes are built up real high in some of the same areas now, and they won't flood. So back in the 50s and 60s and 70s and maybe even early 80s, we didn't have engineering to tell us how high to build or how far away from the creek to build. And so you've got some issues that have been inherited over the decades that are ongoing problems. You really see it in Houston. I mean, you've got looks like half of the town that's underwater. So we're looking to see what we can do as a city to improve drainage in those areas. A lot of times it's on private property that we have to work out something with a private property owner to work on their creeks that affect the creeks that run behind some of the other houses at Castle Heights and Willow Bend and those areas. We're also working with FEMA. They've got a program, a grant program, where they'll pay, I think, up to 75% of the value of a property and buy them out. If it's a constant occurrence and the houses take on water every time it rains, and there's some programs there. So we are taking advantage of that, looking into what might be available at other levels that might require some city match. But what we can do as a city with our engineering department to alleviate some of the flooding, to improve the drainage, and then again to see what we can do in those areas. Maybe retention ponds, maybe detention ponds.
Can you tell me that because we were discussing Katy and how, for instance, they've got so much more pavement now than they had when storms came through 10, 15 years ago. Can you tell me that the city of Bryan has not, and not on purpose or anything, done anything that would exacerbate the problem of moving water and water standing where it used to sink into the ground? Maybe it doesn't anymore. Can you clearly say that the city of Bryan hadn't done anything that's exacerbated that problem?
Well, that would be the problem if you're having flooding in the middle of town that aren't in floodplains and next to creeks. When you build next to creeks that are in the flood way or even the flood zone, you're going to have some problems. And so if you've got some debris that's clogging up some of the creeks, Carter Creek's one of our biggest creeks that flows through Bryan. And if it's clogged up on the north end, then it's going to affect the south end. And so if there's ways we can go, and we've purchased machinery in the years that'll go in and kind of mulch out some of the debris, some of the limbs, the bushes, the trees that have flown through the creeks over the years when we have high water, that'll help the problem. But I think anytime you have growth and development, there's always that possibility, but we build things better now. We have retention ponds and detention ponds that didn't have that back 20, 30 years ago. And so I think our engineering is caught up to times, but a lot of these properties and a lot of these cities were built without engineering options there that would allow for detention ponds or retention ponds. I mean, it's very common now if you're going to do a development, a subdivision, you're going to have an area that's going to collect the water. Before, it wasn't there. So a business park, an industrial park, a residential area, a retail center 30 years ago, 40 years ago, may not have had that. And so we've got to figure out ways. And then you'll see a lot of the new developments will make up for some of that. If they're in an area, they'll have to capture more of the runoff if they want to build. So sometimes they make up for what was lacking 30 years ago.
I want to ask you about a term you used. I've heard floodplain before. You've mentioned floodway. Can you kind of, without getting too far in the weeds, what's the difference between those two?
Not an expert. You've got like the 100-year floodplain where they say once every 100 years you stand a chance of flooding. Floodway typically is an area that's going to flood more often.
Okay.
So you've got different floodplains, floodways, and, typically shouldn't build in a floodway, shouldn't probably build in a floodplain. They do have insurance. A lot of people don't get the insurance, but if you're going to build in the floodplain, a lot of times your mortgage companies are going to require it.
Sure.
But some of these properties, there's no money owed on them. They've been inherited and passed down for generations. They don't have insurance, and that becomes a problem. But you'll see in Castle Heights, I think there was a manufactured home that was going up here just a few weeks ago, and they built it up quite high, on cinder blocks, so it wouldn't flood. So
okay.
The engineering staff does a great job today, but, again, we were lacking in some of the engineering expertise many, many years ago that has caused some of the problems.
And finally, you said the FEMA's got a plan that they could – they could fund up to 75%, city could fill in the other 25%. I know you made application late in May, but it's FEMA. How long does it take to really get that ball rolling, and when could we see some sort of finality in this, in your view?
I think we'll find something out. We applied with certain houses here, I think, last December, this January 2016. So I'm hoping maybe by summer's end we'll hear whether or not they're eligible and qualify, and then how much they'll pay. And then you've got some issues on how much is that property worth then. So if a house floods every time it rains, is it worth more or less? Is it worth full retail? I tried to, being in the real estate business, I tried to relay that to the citizenry, because there's some folks who just want the government to buy them out,
mm-hmm.
But what is that property worth? That's not a – it shouldn't bring full market value if it floods. It's going to be deeply discounted for that. And is that what you really want? If you can get 50 cents on the dollar for your house or 25 cents on the dollar for your house, is that the solution? Or maybe we try to figure out how to alleviate some of the flooding and you can stay put. So, that's something we're wrangling with. The city of Bryan doesn't have money to buy out 1,000 homes in the city that were built in the floodplain or floodway. I did ask our city manager yesterday. I said, call our new mayor Turner in Houston and ask him what he's doing about it. You know, you've got to. I mean, you look at the front page of the Chronicle yesterday. There were folks in, waist high water in boats. Rescuing folks,
floating in refrigerators.
It's far worse, and it happens, and they're built on the bayou. So mm-hmm. I mean, you've got some issues there. But again, today, when someone builds a property, you know, they have proper retention placed. They build the slabs higher. And then if they're still in the flood, even if you build up and you're in a flood zone, you'll be required to have insurance if you have a mortgage. So there's a plan in place for current to new development. It's those that were built 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago that we deal with, and we're trying to alleviate and help in any way we can with our engineering department, with technology today.
Sure. Blinn Board has met. They've put in some new fees and some tuition changes. Tell me how you think that might affect the Bryan campus in the future there.
Well, they're moving forward with building the campus. It definitely will cost a lot of money. I think their attendance has been down over the past few years, so that could have a bearing on it. I think they increased the tuition for the local students around $5. I think they went up maybe a dollar or so for the Brenham students, and I think went down a little bit, as mentioned earlier, on the statewide Texas students. I know money will be tight. The Bryan campus definitely supports the Blinn College system, so anything they can do to help the students here locally is always appreciated. It's often said, Scott, everyone, I know the folks in Brenham make a big deal about the taxing mechanism they have in place. I think they bring in maybe $1 million a year in taxes from the property owners in the city of in Washington County. But in Bryan and in College Station, we have, 10, 15, 20,000 students that attend Blinn College. Blinn doesn't pay taxes. But we do take care of the infrastructure, the fire, the police, roads, sewer, water. That has a bearing on Blinn College and the students. And so our taxpayers do contribute to the overall means of the students and the college. And, so I would always like to see a discount or something given in consideration to the local Bryan College Station students, whether you go to Rutter or Bryan High or Consol, College Station High, Allen, Brazos Christian, St. Joe's Core, that they would get a little bit of a discount, maybe not quite what the Brenham students get, but that needs to be looked at and maybe made a more level playing field. But I think they are moving ahead with the Westside campus, and I think you're seeing construction and dirt being moved as we speak.
Sure. We've had out royalty from Belgium will be in the Brazos Valley for the first time in, I think it's been 30 years since anybody's really been in Texas. But anyhow, the folks from Belgium are coming over to have a look at what we have here. We had a story today about one of the trade officials in Belgium talking about the RVP situation, that relationship, your thoughts about the promise that that holds.
Well, I know you interviewed Eves, outstanding individual. We've got a great relationship with the business communities and the folks in Belgium and Wallonia, and I believe the Princess is making mm-hmm. a trek to Bryan College Station mm-hmm. in December. So I'll be probably reading about it like everyone else. I won't be mayor at that time. So I'll be behind the behind the barricades this time. And I did get to meet the king and the queen here a year or so ago, and it was a wonderful opportunity. But we do have an outstanding relationship. We have, of course, with GSK and the Bio Corridor, a large pharmaceutical company, several businesses in downtown Bryan, that we've had great success with. And we've got a lot of businesses here in Bryan that deal and do business in Belgium. So, it goes both ways. So folks that that live and raise their families here and invest in our community are also profiting from the European markets, and just an outstanding relationship. And whether it's part of the Texas Aggies go to war, it has brought economic development opportunities and companies here to look at this region, to look at Bryan College Station in Texas, and we've seen the success of that relationship and those friendships. So when things happen in Brussels and Belgium, you know, it definitely has an impact and effect here in the Bryan Coliseum area, you know, because of our close relationship.
And finally, one of the members of the council had asked for some Open Records Act having to do with the funding in traditions. Now it apparently appears that Councilman Sutherland will have a $1,000 bill, approximately, presented to him because of the time and expense involved in that. I'd like to get your thoughts on that entire situation there.
Well, Scott, I think we've beat a dead horse to death in regards to the traditions deal. We've given Councilmember Sutherland the numbers time and time again. It was mentioned to the full council that the information that he was requesting would be given to him, I think, the end of this month, once they're done with some of the other documents. It's not something you put together in a day or two or maybe even a week. They have been working on it as we speak. I believed he thought it would. He would obtain those documents a lot sooner if he went through the open records request. And when you do so, council members are treated as everyone else would be treated, and you have to pay a fee for the hours involved in the documents and prep time. So I think it came out to like $1,000. I think it's actually going to be more than $1,000. Staff time is definitely taken up by putting all the documents together, but our staff has been sidelined for many months. You know, we pay our staff good money to oversee the city of Bryan, to look into all these issues that we talk about day in and day out, and it's been sidelined. They've been distracted, harassed, in my opinion, over some of the same issues time and time again. And we have an audit report that's going to be coming out in the next few weeks. Hopefully that'll put everything to rest. Haven't seen the outcome of that yet and what the document says, but I think it's time to end and time to move on to the important business at hand for the city of Bryan. And we've got a lot more important things that we need to be focusing on, and this has been a major distraction. Employees have been you know, just they're dealing with this day in and day out when they should be dealing with other issues that I think that are more concerning to the citizens of Bryan. So, you know, I hope it comes to an end. I hope after this audit report comes out that everything's put to rest. But I'll be willing to bet it's probably not. And it'll continue to go on and on and on. And, you know, our job as elected officials are to do all we can to make the city of Bryan better. And to present it in the best light as possible, not to burn it down. And I think you've got some people that want to burn down the city. And you know, quite frankly, I get tired of it. You know, we've got the best staff at the city of Bryan. We've got a lot of wonderful citizen volunteers and committee members that do a lot to make our community better day in and day out. I think Bryan's done a darn good job over the past 10 years and improving our community. You know, we've made major strides, and you know, to get distracted and maybe political mess. I mean, we're getting into political season, so you're going to see people running for office, maybe running for mayor. So does this have an impact of why this is being requested? I don't know, but I think we need to put it aside and let's move on for the benefit of the community and stop, you know, getting down in the mud sometimes with some of these issues. But again, the staff is who deals with it day in and day out, and I feel sorry for many of them. But again, we pay them good money to do good things for the city of Bryan, and if that's what the citizens want them to do, is just collect data all day, then I guess they can do that. But you know, I don't know that we'll ever bring it to a resolution until the end.
Anything you've got for us today that you'd like to mention?
Absolutely, Scott. We're still looking for lifeguards, so. If you're out and about in the rain today and you think you can handle water and you want to get paid for it, 16 years or older, the city will certify you if you like. They'll reimburse you if you work the full summer. So bryantx.gov for more information on that. The Lunch and Learn, the next one is Thursday, May 5th, noon to 1 p.m. in the Bryan Municipal Building. It's Clerk and Q, barbecue and questions about city secretary. And then also on May 7th, bring your furry friends to Hamilton Dog Park for the 2016 Paw Palooza, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that'll be May 7th at Buzz Hamilton Park. That's over on the east side of town. games, treats, prizes, programs, and the Bryan Animal Center will be on site for adoption. So if you're looking for a furry friend, you know, come on out, and maybe they'll even have a demonstration on how to pick your poo up.
Because we don't want to have you out there doing it for others.
You don't want the mayor making you out doing community service doing that.
Exactly.
Huh?
Thanks for the time this
Thank
morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, that's Mayor Jason Baiesky. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Gary and Francis Spivey for their overwhelming support of the community. Since 2010, the Freedom Roof Project has provided local families in need with the cost of roof replacement. Selfless giving and local community service shown by Gary and Francis help make Bryan College Station a great place to live. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Gary and Francis Spivey for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Massive layoffs at chipmaker Intel. Intel says it will slash 12,000 jobs, or about 11% of its workforce, as it reorganizes to confront a decline in PC sales. Visa is upgrading its software to process chip-embedded credit and debit cards to function faster, addressing a source of grumbling from businesses and customers who are often forced to wait for transactions to go through. The company says its program will let customers dip and remove cards, usually in 2 seconds or less, without waiting for purchases to be finalized. Lawyers representing thousands of people who own diesel Volkswagens that cheat on emissions tests are asking a judge to order repairs and compensation if the company and government of regulators don't agree to a fix by tomorrow. Volkswagen says it doesn't believe a hearing or trial is appropriate, apparently because progress is being made toward a fix and compensation. On Wall Street futures, little change yesterday. The Dow Industrials gained 49. And that's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
Kim Commando here. You may have heard the news that at London's Heathrow Airport, someone's hobby drone collided with a British Airways jetliner. No one was hurt, but the story put drones back in the news again. But here's another news story about drones that's getting no attention. If someone threatens or actually succeeds in shooting down a drone in the United States, it's a major federal crime that will involve both the FBI and the FAA and could get the shooter up to 20 years in prison. Here's why. Since larger drones flying in America are required to be registered, the FAA considers them as aircraft, the same as private planes, helicopters, and commercial jets. Just telling your irritating neighbor that you're going to shoot down his drone because he's spying on you and your family could put you in jail. The only legal way to handle intrusive drones, no matter what they're doing, even if you're far away from congested areas, is to call the police. Get all the latest tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime someone pretends to be you for their gain. True or false? 1 in 4 Americans have experienced identity theft. That's true. Yikes. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. That's false. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But unlike free credit monitoring, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts at $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Call 1-800-417-3841 or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code KIM. That's Kim to save 10% on your membership. Call 1-800-417-3841.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 60 degrees, down about 8 degrees from our high so far this morning as cooler and wetter weather rolls into the area. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 4,000 Blinn College students from Brazos County will be paying more for tuition next year, while 14,000 others will be paying less. That's after Blinn's Board of Trustees changed how the college charges tuition, deleting a lower rate for Brazos and other counties inside Blinn's service area. Brazos County students will pay the same as the rest of the state. Trustees set a new rate of $107 a credit hour for in-state students outside of Washington County. That means a $5 increase for Brazos County and others inside the service area. For the rest of the state, that's a decrease of $10. Trustee Atwood Kinjura of Brenham said that meant giving up $1.4 million.
At a time to lower our revenue when we have the $50 million campus that we hope comes in at that. Plus, I was told at the beginning of the meeting that Speaker Strauss made a statement today concerning the state budget that it's going to be a very, very tight one, and that everybody, including education, those revenues that we thought we might get some surplus just probably won't be there.
Trustee Nancy Berry of College Station says the majority of students paying less next year will speak loudly.
I think it will translate into higher enrollment and a lot of goodwill, and I think you can't put a price on goodwill.
In Washington County, where Blinn has a small property tax, students will pay $50 a credit hour next year, which is an increase of $2. Texas budget officials are sending warnings about potential multi-billion dollar losses in major court cases at a time when the oil bust is already shrinking the state's formerly flush coffers. The energy downturn has already reduced potential state spending by nearly $3 billion, and the Texas Supreme Court is expected to soon rule on the school finance system after districts sued over a more than $5 billion cut to classrooms in 2011. The Bryan School Board has been asked to consider a pair of tweaks to when elementary boundary changes occur in the fall of 2017.
Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says public feedback at two recent forums led administrators to recommend moving students east of the freeway to FM 2776 back to Bonham from Sam Houston. That meant returning students along Highway 21 to Mitchell after they were initially going to move to Bonham.
As of today, as of this afternoon, the conversations based on feedback from the forum are still going on, and the board has not seen a final version of maps because we don't have a final version of maps yet.
Board members are also told about new locations of dual language classes. Fifth and sixth grade will go to Jane Long, and seventh and eighth grade will be at Davila. Elementary dual language will continue at Henderson and Johnson. Last month, administrators told the board the pre-inquire academic program would be at Jane Long, inquire would be at Davila, pre-Odyssey would be at Sam Rayburn, and Odyssey would be at Stephen F. Austin. Final action by the Bryan School Board is scheduled for a month from now. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A former employee of the College Station Walmart personnel office was arrested after admitting to forging checks that were copies of what were given to people who were fired. According to the arrest report, Walmart Loss Prevention confronted 35-year-old Roxanne James of Bryan last October, and she said the forgeries date back to last May. James told detectives she wrote at least 15 checks for at least $4,000. She was arrested for writing three checks totaling $4,700, which were cashed at the Walmart bank. She said the forged checks. She said she forged the checks because she did not want to tell her ex-husband she spent their tax refund to cover payday loans and a scam. Friday will mark 1 month since terrorist attacks in Brussels, Belgium. That had an impact here due to a 10-year relationship that includes not only Belgian business interests in the biocorridor, but the Aggies Go to War exhibit that opened in Bastogne in December of 2014. The attacks took place after the Research Valley Partnership hosted more Belgian business interests. RVP President Todd McDaniel says the board decided to demonstrate their support for their Belgian partners with a unity photo.
With the coat of arms of the Luxembourg province of Wallonia, a flag that we were presented with when we were there December of 2014, basically with a solemn thumbs up, showing our support for them and letting them know that they, of course, were in our thoughts and prayers.
The RVP is planning a trip to Belgium in June to meet with prospects and assist with planning a December trip to the Twin Cities by the Belgian monarchy, which includes the opening of the war exhibit in the Texas A&M Memorial Student Center. Bryan Broadcasting's Candy 95 has again been recognized for its year-round commitment to community service. The National Association of Broadcasters has awarded Candy 95 its second Crystal Award, one of 10 stations out of 50 finalists to receive the honor this year. Candy was the only finalist from the state of Texas and is the first station in the state to receive two crystals. WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 61 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. More news coming up today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
First stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Cherry Rufino from Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring-summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
The weather at 8:43. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, they've got furniture, supplies, and a bunch more.
The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch until 7 p.m. tonight. We're watching a line of showers and thunderstorms in the northern and north-central part of the state. Could impact us later today. Showers and thunderstorms, a definite possibility today, 75 to 80. Few showers around tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny tomorrow, the risk for some showers and thunderstorms, 75 to 80. Finally dry on Friday, sunny with highs around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, it's 8:43. Tom Turbeville waiting in the wings. We have pretty important stuff to talk about here.
Oh, what is it?
Well, favorite condiments.
Oh, yes, of course.
This is bigger. This is so big, we'll do more than the top 10.
Oh, excellent.
We'll do the top 13.
Outstanding.
Number 13. I am shocked that this is number 13. Tabasco sauce.
Huh.
Now, again, I know you talk to people in Iowa, they don't know what this is. And maybe it's geographic. My thought would have been it'd be a little higher. Number 12. Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought Tabasco would be above that.
Yeah.
All right.
Saw an interview with the lady who does the commercial.
I haven't seen the commercial.
You don't know about Frank's Red Hot Sauce?
I eat it. I don't watch it.
Okay, well, I think she's 90, okay?
Oh.
And their slogan is, I put that on everything.
Okay.
Oh, I remember those.
maybe so.
She's somewhat the celebrity now. Number 11, Grey Poupon.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, Heinz Ketchup. Number 9, how sad, Pace Salsa. Oh, no, wait, it gets really sad.
New York City.
No, just it gets sad.
Get a rope.
Yep. Number 8 is Kraft Mayo. Number 7 is your classic French mustard. French's mustard.
Really?
Yeah. Number 6 is Kraft mayonnaise. Number 5 is Kraft Miracle Whip. Number 4 is Best Foods mayonnaise. I don't know Best Foods. I'm not familiar with them. Number 3 is Heinz. Number 2, this is sad beyond sad. Number 2 is Tostitos salsa.
What?
Look, how long a list do you want to put of why it's better to live in Texas? I mean, when you got Tabasco sauce at number 13 and you got Tostitos salsa at number 2. Because, if you think about it, you don't sit around in Virginia going, where are we going to go eat Mexican food tonight? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Number 1 is Hellman's mayonnaise, and that's not surprising.
8 of the 13.
Yep.
I won't touch.
Yeah. I found a great new use for mayonnaise.
Okay.
Grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh, God.
It blew my mind. Not because you don't put it on like you would a sandwich. It's not for the mayonnaise taste. You use it in place of the butter on the outside.
Oh, how
interesting. And when you grill it, it essentially, the mayonnaise flavor goes away because it's mainly salt and oil.
Right, it is, yeah.
And so it doesn't burn as quickly as butter.
Okay, all right. We'll try. Hello.
I am a convert.
Hey,
okay, go ahead, yeah.
Yes, Best Foods is Hellman's. It's Best Foods on the West Coast.
Oh, okay, thank you. Okay, now I get it. All right. Hello.
So we're always modest users of the hot sauce, well, the pepper sauce, like Tabasco, but I bought some of their Chipotle Tabasco.
Yeah,
that was way better. Way better.
Okay, I'll try that. That's good. Thank you. They make a Worcestershire sauce too.
And really?
I didn't know about it till we toured the place, and they gave us little samples, and that's pretty good. That does all right too. But yeah, for people who don't get Tabasco, they're not from around here and they don't have good sense. But we don't get that.
Well, I mean, salsa on the table.
What do you need salsa for?
Salsa is now the number one condiment in America.
Do you know why? Because people like to say salsa.
No, that's wrong. That's what you'd expect from some Yankee who would say something like that. I mean, well, excuse me, Larry David wrote that line, okay? Is there anything else to say? I mean, and Larry David is a funny man, but Larry David's not going to tell me what to eat or why. So that's fine. Just saying, it's 8:47.
Bravo Brazos Valley, and it's time for Fran Lamb Heritage Highlights. Take it away, Fran.
We often hear of the shenanigans of high school and college students, and often we find ourselves smiling in remembrance of some such happenings we experienced in our own lives growing up. Today, let's investigate some Aggie pranks of days gone by. In May of 1884, the Galveston Daily News reported that the mess hall on campus was thrown into a state of confusion and destruction when a terrible explosion occurred on the third floor of the building. Two cadets were injured on a chilly day a few weeks before when the gas heater they had turned on blew up. The explosion was so intense that it was said to have blown the stove clear up to the ceiling, not to mention the extensive damage to the windows and the floor of the room. It seems that a pound of gunpowder had been placed in a stove when the weather turned sunny. The persons who owned the powder wanted to keep it safe and out of the wrong hands while they were away from the room. When the weather turned cold, alas, little did they know that an unsuspecting Aggie would decide to light up both the stove and light up campus at the same time. One student was singed, but not seriously injured. In another incident, which took place in June of 1877, rumors rapidly circulated across campus when someone reported seeing a mermaid in Thompson's Creek. Several interested students immediately made plans to capture the creature, place it in a cage, and bring it to campus for everyone to view. Thankfully, school officials suggested that the cadets put away that idea in lieu of completing their studies. In 1885, Mrs. Tucker ran a boarding house in Bryan. She'd been in business for many years. On special occasions, many families of cadets who attended A&M stayed there. as young people often do, an infrequent prank or two would occur at the boarding house. However, the predictable midnight panty raids never fazed Mother Tucker. She dearly loved the rowdy cadets on campus and all of her guests. On her 74th birthday, she was still on the job with all the enthusiasm and energy of a much younger person. Her famous boarding house celebrated the occasion with a barbecue chicken dinner in Sue Haswell Memorial Park, all in her honor. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another edition of Heritage Highlights. A special thank you to writer Mike Cox for providing historical facts. To listen to this episode or other previously aired programs, visit the KAMU website at kamu.tamu.edu.
Thank you, Fran Lamb, for your Heritage Highlights. And that's always a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Washbangers. Normally, I talk about our specialty burger of the month, but instead, I'd like to talk about the Banger Burger. We take a sourdough bun and grill it in butter. That way, you get that little crunch where the bread has caramelized, followed by that rich, buttery taste. Why do we do it that way? We think it tastes better. That burger patty, it's not ground beef, it's Black Angus. There's a difference, not only in quality, but more importantly, we just think it tastes better. Once we've cooked your patty, just like you like it, we melt real cheddar cheese over the top. Why do we use real cheddar cheese instead of processed American like those other guys? We just think it tastes better. The Banger Burger comes surrounded by a big pile of fresh-cut fries. They're double-cooked, so they're crispy, and we don't use anything but Idaho potatoes. Why? Well, we just think they taste better. Now, why should you come in and let us cook a Banger Burger for you? We just think a Banger Burger tastes better, but you need to decide for yourself. The Banger Burger, only at Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road in College Station.
They said they'd be here at 7:30. They were here at 7:30. Very good guys. Very, very efficient. They were in and they were out. They did their work. They cleaned up behind themselves. He told us everything they were going to do, what they needed to do, and the cost of it. They even helped us arrange financing, which was great because it was a costly job. We had a lot done. I would definitely recommend them to my family and friends, and I already have. My sister-in-law's already called them.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets, to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
About 7 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Some road stuff still. FM 2502 is closed due to a culvert washout. That's in Washington County. Also, FM in Grimes County, FM 3090 at Coleman Bottom is closed. It's between FM 3455 and 149. Not important to some folks, but if you travel those, you need to know. And again, rain's moving through here, and it'll be out after a while. So we got a text here. The thought behind why Tostitos is the number two condiment. Hello? Hello? Reason it's the number two condiment, it's a Frito-Lay product.
Most sure.
And so it's about shelf space.
Yeah, it's most accessible. Mm-hmm.
Outside of Texas, then they're able to control that because they care in Montana a hell of a lot about what their salsa is. But, you know, in Texas, you wouldn't dare do that.
Well, in Texas, we have a salsa aisle.
Right. That's what I mean. In Texas, you do that. And the reason that you buy chips is a carrier for salsa.
Yes.
Whereas Yankees don't eat potato chips the same way we do.
Well, this is going to surprise you, Scott, but our family cans our own salsa.
Yeah, I'm shocked over that. Well, and you know, if you can control the product and quality of the product, then that makes absolute sense.
It's mild is no chili piquins. Hot is about 5 to 6 per quart.
Yeah. So do you grow everything too?
Most of it.
That's what I thought.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Do y'all have like a rite of spring thing or anything? Do you have like a little Stonehenge somewhere in some of your property someplace? I'm just asking. The nonprofit environmental working group. No, don't tell me. I really don't want to know. The nonprofit environmental working group has released its new yearly Dirty Dozen group of fruits and vegetables most likely to contain pesticide residue. Pesticide residue. Number 8 is spinach. Number 7 is cherries. Number 6 is grapes. Number 5 is celery. See, you wash your own celery. Yeah, it's pretty dirty at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? When you cut the bottom off, there's grunge down there. That's for sure. Number 4 is peaches. Number 3 is nectarines. Number 2 is apples. Number 1 is strawberries. Just put them in a tart and buy them at a restaurant. That way. But there you go. Those are the ones that are most likely to have pesticides.
Drop it in champagne, then it's alcohol.
It cleans it off better. Yeah, it cleans it off. It's fine. Oh, I don't know if I want to do it. I'll save this story. I think Mr. Downs is back tomorrow, so we have a Star Trek story. I'd hate to do that when he's not
here. Yeah, that would be sad.
It's not going to hit with me.
Okay.
Sioux Falls Prater Equipment knows you want to keep your yard beautiful all season long. With the John Deere EasyTrack zero-turn mower, you're able to get the precise cut you want around every turn. Plus, they have an affordable deal that you just can't pass up. Right now, get up to $800 off model year 2015 EasyTrack zero-turn mowers. Stop by today or visit cptractor.com to find the Sioux Falls Prater Equipment nearest you. Offer ends May 2nd, 2016. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details and financing options.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
It may be because we know more about salsa than other people. I'm not exactly sure. But the numbers have come in, and, yep, people are moving to Texas a lot. In recent years, people moving to Texas from other states rather than from other countries have played a key role in the state's population growth. State demographers put out some numbers. From 2005 to 2013, an estimated 5.9 million people moved to Texas, and all but a million of them came from one of the other 49. So, just to put it this way, an average of 345 people per day are moving here from other states. 345 people a day. Just letting you know. Will this shock you? California sent more people by far to Texas than any other state. What's also interesting, though, is that a great number of the people, more foreign-born people, came to the state after they first lived in California. So they're not even
they're leapfrogging.
Yeah, they're not even from here. They just needed a landing pad, so that's where that was. But when they actually want to come and make a life, they know they can't do that in California.
I was going to say, when they want to live, they come here.
Yeah, exactly. If they're going to just kind of hang out somewhere. What is interesting is between 2009 and 2013, Harris County took in the most domestic migrants, according to the report. Basically, a migrant mecca, which I guess, I mean, if you think about it, would make sense because that is a more diverse population there, and maybe you can put together kind of a little enclave no matter where you're from in Houston more than you would be able to in any other city in
Texas. Yeah, but Texas is against immigrants.
Yeah,
all immigrants.
You're right. Yeah.
Or was it just the ones?
No, it's okay. If you scrape off your politics from the bottom of your shoe, you can come on in.
There you go.
If you promise to behave yourself. But, you know, And there are places, I think of, you know, Alaska. They don't want you if you don't have a job. I mean, they just don't. That's all there is to it. This date, 1896, the first movie was shown to the public in New York City. 1999, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold became names that we knew, unfortunately, because of Columbine. Danica Patrick won herself a race in 2008, became the first girl to do one of them IndyCar race winners. Oh, I'll just say, 2010, this date, BP, Gulf of Mexico, off the coast of Louisiana. Remember that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they're still paying for that. All right, it's 9 o'clock, WPAW.